So in some ways, the fountain, it's one thing to just talk about the idea of the thing, but the thing existed, right? It was carried around, it was signed, and it was photographed and seen, so there was a physical manifestation. But what this leads to is a question, I suppose, a final question that would be maybe just a conjecture. At the time that he did the thing, and now this is 100 years since the work exists, and there's been exhibitions and any number of essays and books and what have you on the piece. Do you think he knew what he was doing then?
Do I think he knew
At the
what he was
time,
doing?
do you think he had full ramifications or all the ideas of the thing prior to having that thing carried into the exhibition hall? Or do you think that it's grown in his mind as well?
Basically, I think that he was happy with that object and what he had done with it. And whether or not it's grown in some ways or changed in his thoughts afterwards, I don't know. But I think he was all together at that time with that work. And what I've read, it seemed like he wasn't necessarily that pleased with how things were written about it or thought about it later. I think he was gentle about those, relatively gentle about those things. But I think that he knew what he was doing right then, and I don't think it changed any for him.
Yes, because this year, that 2017, is 100 years, 100 years since that controversy. And, just curious if your ideas had changed about the thing since the show at Manil and all your writings and just thinking about the thing and what's going on today.
No, I don't think my mind has taken me that way. I'm still very fond of my past experience with this, and I still see that. I know there's a lot going on in the art world these days, but I'm still stay focused on what I've seen and read and studied earlier about Duchamp and on that. I won't go beyond that. Haven't changed that way. You won't change me on that.
Good. 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 Well, we settled on an agreement.